We are learning Masechtas Nazir, Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis, and we are starting the last words of the Gimel Amud Aleph. It says Chatzi Kava Tzomis. It says the Mishnah, a Chatzi Kava Tzomis makes a person Tomei Tumas Meis, and he's Megaleh, a Nazir, if he's a Nazir, he'll be Megaleh on it. He'll have to start over his whole Naziris. Chatzi Kava Tzomis, talk to Gimel on top of the Gimel Amud Beis, Chatzi Kava Tzomis in Roi Vatzomis Loi, but not Roi Vatzomis, like we said, Lachamis Yosinin, Daf Chatzi Kav. Hey Chidom, what's the case? Elam in the Isbahem at Somais Kisaira. If it has bones the size of barley, tape lem shim etzim kisaira. Let's learn out. Let it be. What do you have to come into Chatzia Kav? Tape lem shim etzim kisaira. What's going on with it? Ella da kumche ekamacha kumchi. You ground it up. Now this Gemara is a shtickel apella. What's the Gemara's kasha? Doing Chatzia Kav at Somais that knows the Megaleachanas. What's the case? If it has etzim kesayra, tape etzim kesayra. What do you mean? Etzim kesayra is not matam oil. So what's going on? Taisis kasha. Tarachi, Michael Paruch. Halinian oil, Irene, of etzim kesayra, like matam oil. So Taisis answers that we are really asking a kasha that's based on a diak. It says in our Mishnah, Chatzi Kavat Tzomis, and it says in the next Mishnah, things that you don't take a haircut for is oil of a roiva at Tzomis. The oil of roiva at Tzomis. So the Gemara held, the Ikke Chiddush of our Mishnah is that Maga or Masa of a Roiva is Tameh and not the oil. But the Maga Masa of Roiva is Metameh. That's the Gemara held, is really one of the Chiddushim of our Mishnah. That a Maga or Masa of Roiva at Tzomis, not the oil of Roiva at Tzomis, but a Maga or Masa of Roiva at Tzomis will make a person be Megaleach on it. The only din, the Lachamayish Messina, is only the oil of a Reva Atzamas. But a Maga or Masa Reva Atzamas will make a person Tameh enough to be Megaleach on it. If you look at Taisvis says that like four lines into the narrow lines of Taisvis. Ava Maga of a Masa Megaleach. Vim can have an Ikura Busa to Mastisim Lashmina and a Maga of a Masa Megaleach. Vlakach Daik Hashto Pshito, da Pochis Vachatzi Kav Megaleach, a Maga of a Masa. Then we're asking, once we're talking about Maga Masa, so forget about the Reva Akav. And for the Gemara, the case is, you ground it up. You ground up these bones, and still, it's going to be time Maga Masa. How? If it's Reva Akav. But as Etzim Kesaira, it's not going to be, because no bones left there. It's all ground up. Zokta Gemara Vayta on the Mishnah. Send the Mishnah, Eivim and a Mace, Vel Eivim and a Chai, Shalem Basak Roy. If you have an Eivir, a full limb of a Mace, or a full limb of a Chai, that has enough Basak that would grow back if it would be alive, that's enough to Metama Ba'oil and Nozim Megalech in it. Zok the Gemara, Ein Aleim Basak Karo Ma. What's the halacha? If it doesn't have Basak Karo, and you have this bone without the Basak Karo Ma, what's the din? And really, Kamavuyin the Gemara later on, the Shaila Gemara is that Metama Maga over Masa? We always have this clear over here. When something goes down a level, is it not Tomei at all, or is Tomei Maga or Masa? For example, we have Chatzi Kav is Metama Ba'oil for Nazir, and then Reva Kav is Maga or Masa. And you have Etzim Kesaira, for example, is Metama Maga and have oil. What about a bone without Basa Karoa? What's the halacha? So it's machloikis amarayim here. Rav Yechon Omer ain't a noz megaleach aleihem, which means if you touch it, it's not you're not megaleach in it. And we're talking about here, there's no etzim kesayra in this bone, because if it's etzim kesayra, stamadar would be tamei as maga masa. Very small bone, right? It's very hard to have, but it's very clear on the Gemara. That's what the case is. Tosfos speaks it out here. It was not an etzim kesayra, very small limb, very small, like a pinky. I was still saying like a baby's pinky. A baby's pinky toe, small toe, smallest toe. It can be very small, smaller than barley. And as you remember, it's without basar, just a bone. So there, the shaila is, if I have maga masa on that, it's a whole limb, it's a whole limb, a whole aver, so is that tamei or not? Rechama in hanozim megaleach lehem, a noz is not megaleach on that, shakas on a noz megaleach lehem. Ram Yechonam in noz megaleach lehem, I'll bring you a raya. Doktoni rei, shal eva min ha-meis, fal eva min ha-chai, she yesterday in Basa Karoyu, supposed to read like this, she yesterday in Basa Karoyu, mashma, yesterday in Basa Karoyu in, ava in aleim loy. It's mashma na mishnah, the only way, it's metah, nozim megalechin, only if it has Basa Karoyu. Rav Shimon, melakosham, no. Megaleach. If you touch it or carry it, it's Megaleach. But the Lord is because in the Sefer, when it says things that have nothing, it doesn't include that in the Sefer. In the Sefer, it says, Oil Reva Atzamais, or it says other things there. It says Revias Dam. But it doesn't say there anything about a basar, a eved that has no basar. It doesn't say it's nothing. It's mashma. Maybe it has magamasa. So, Shah, what's make a deal from the ratio of the Sefer? Rav Shimon Lakan, we got the Sefer. If you can mendike it from the race already, you don't have to say in the sefer. That means that in the race already, it says clearly it has to be basakaro. I know. If it's not basakaro, it's nothing. Break the Gemara, but it's not true. But chatzikav atzamos, in our Mishnah, the first Mishnah says chatzikav atzamos. Mashma, anything less, is no good. And still, our Mishnah speaks it out later on. The Mashma chatzikav atzamos in Rav atzamos loy, v'ktani v'sefer, in the next Mishnah, it says, Rav atzamos. It says, oil Rav atzamos, not matame. I know that from the first Mishnah already. So, I'll tell you why. Hasam, iloy tana, Rav atzamos, have a mina, fill a magav amasa loy. I think even a magav amasa, it's not metama. Lahochi itzrich lemisli, Rav atzamos, and there it says, oil, tal oil in hudein in ozvegleach, that on oil it's not megalech, but on magamasa yeah. Therefore, you couldn't see that from the ratio. Frey the Gemara of a chatzi luk dam, the sham you know chatzi luk dam in revias dam loy. We can only say for revias dam. They were not teaching us anything. Revias dam, they're not teaching us anything. And for the Gemara, hosam lafuke mid the Rabbi Kiva. The Omer Rabbi Kiva revias dam haba m'shtei mesim matam boil. Revias dam that comes from two mesim is matam boil, which means that we're coming to say. Lafuki Rav Akiva. Now the problem is we really saw that from the Reisha also. L'chaira in the Reisha it says this halacha already. So what do you mean? Why do you have to say? Listen, it's a tais, the Rosh asks kasha. Rosh goes like this. Let's just get clear first. It said in the our sugi is aver that has a basa karoyu. In our Mishnah it says the noses megalech on the maga masa and oil. Now what happens if it doesn't have basa karoyu? Is it metame maga masa not? So one man, the Omar Rabbi Yechanan says, "Ainah nozim megalech leim im magamasi." He says, "Why? Because our Mishnah says dafka basakaro." Rosh Lakish says, "No, but it didn't say the next Mishnah that this thing is excluded. It's mashma it has something." So Rabbi Yechanan says, "No, our Mishnah takes care of it. You don't need the next Mishnah." Tomorrow said, "Chatzi kav." He had to say the next Mishnah roiva kav. So he says, "No, next Mishnah is special halacha. The roiva kav has magamasa." So, you know, we ask, but Revias Dam, there it's nothing, and why I say, should have learned that from our Mishnah, that Chatzilug Dam, anything less than that is nothing, and the Mishnah has to speak out Revias Dam. So, no, Revias Dam is called a Fukar of Akiva. That's the word I said. Akiva holds Revias Dam is enough. But the problem is that you still have the same Taina. Our Mishnah said Chatzilug, so we know it's not Rabbi Akiva. Why do you need another Mishnah for that? Even if it's Rabbi Akiva, we know it's not Rabbi Akiva. That's the way the Rosh has a kash over here. The Rosh is like this, M'taymar. You also see that from the ratio. With like Tanila Gabi Etzim Kasira, it doesn't say in the ratio that Revias Lug is Metama v'magamasa. Amad Eina Noz v'galeach amagamasa. So you see already from the ratio like that. So he says Teretz is Yesu Mechalo Shemini Le, because you would think Rabbi Kiva learns out Revias Dam is Metama magamasa. He learns it out from Etzim Kasira. We would think it's included in the word Etzim Kesar in our Mishnah, in our first Mishnah. Therefore, you have to speak it out in the next Mishnah, Klar. Because in our first Mishnah, you wouldn't see it. Because the Revias Dam might be included in Etzim Kesar. Because that's where Rabbi Kiva's Limud is from. And therefore, you have to speak out clearly in the next Mishnah, Revias Dam. But Rabbi Yechanan says, I don't have to speak out anything about Aver. Once our Mishnah says that the only thing is Tama is Aver, then I don't have to speak anything out. And therefore, it's not a raya that the Mishnah, next Mishnah didn't exclude it, but it is excluded. That's what we have to know. So we have here, bottom line, Mechlekes V'yechon Shlokesh, Eivim Min Ames, that does not have Basa Karo, is it Metam Magamasa or not? Rosh Lakish holds, yeah, and therefore Nozim Megalech in it. Rabbi Yechon holds, no, and therefore not Nozim Megalech in it. And Amet Hashem, the next year, we will continue from the Gimel Beis, from this spot, in the Gimel Beis, continuing Mechlekes V'yechon and Rosh Lakish.